Right, just trying to work out if you can record it on already. Is it recording? Okay, is it 10 o'clock? Yeah, we can start at 10 o'clock, bang on 10 o'clock. Yeah, I can hear. Got everyone there? Okay, so let's make a start. I'll get my notes out. The camera should be on. Is the camera on? Yeah. Okay, everybody, so let's make a quick stick on what we learned last time. Remember, any questions, don't hesitate, yeah? Okay, so we spoke last time about the different parts of Kiddush. We said there's first of all by Echulu, which is not Ma'akah, but it's a good thing to say it three times on Shabbos. So we say it once in Shemona Esra, once after Shemona Esra, and once in Kiddush. That said, even Bechidus, even if you've done Bechidus, it's also three times a good thing to say. There's nothing to do with the Tzibur, that I don't think. So we said it's not Ma'akav Kiddush. If a person missed out, like, let's say he was hearing Kiddush with someone else, for some reason he came into Kiddush and they had already said Vayichudu. So he missed the first part. It's not Ma'akav. He's not Ma'akav, he's still Yetzir Kiddush. The second part of Kiddush is Bo'yu Pri HaGofen. That's the brochet in order to be able to drink the wine. Again, it's not an essential part. For example, if the person beforehand has already been drinking wine, so he made Bo'yu Pri HaGofen, so he doesn't have to make a new brocha. That's good. And you get to now hear in Bo'yu Pri HaGofen. The last part is the Bo'yu Pri HaGofen, the Birchas HaKiddush, the Kiddush HaYoyim. That is one has to hear the Kiddush itself. Okay, that's the third part. On Friday night, one has to hear the whole of the Kiddush. Okay, we left off with a kasha actually last week. Not a kasha, we just said an interesting ha'ora about can a person, let's say we said the earliest time to make Kiddush is from Plag HaMincha. You can make a couple of Shabbos from Plag HaMincha onwards. You look at the calendar, what time Plag HaMincha is, and at that time is the earliest time you can recover Shabbos. Can a person make Kiddush with someone else who's not yet, can a person make Kiddush with someone else and he himself is not doesn't want to make Shabbos now? That means I said to you an example, which is actually, I said, quite common. People go to visit people in hospital, let's say, his wife had a baby. So he's gone to the hospital to visit his wife in the afternoon, let's say this week, let's say, for example. So I don't know what Plag HaMincha is. Let's say Plag HaMincha is at 7 o'clock, I'm not sure. Let's say 7 o'clock. So he goes to visit his wife, and he visits her, and she wants to make Kiddush already at 7 o'clock. But she doesn't feel like... Oh, one moment. So she feels like she can't drink the wine. She doesn't feel up to drinking the wine. So she wants to know if you could make Kiddush for her. You drink the wine... make the whole nusach kiddush, whatever has to be said, and you go home by car. You take the car back home and drive home. Can you do that? So I don't remember what we said. Everybody said. Do you remember what did everyone say? You want to say mitzvah arvus is no problem. Correct. So. Not really, why not really? We've got a lot of, it's like a double shear this one, it's an echo, everything we're saying is doubled over. Sorry? Okay, I must say it's interesting. It's an interesting point, this here. At the end of Siman Reish Samach Zayin, Rabbi Akiva Eiger's got this topic. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, just read out Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Mr. Pakna, im acha shaloi kibbul olav Shabbos, someone who's not yet in Kabbal Shabbos, yochel lohoitzi lekadish lemisha kibbul olav Shabbos, to make someone who's made already Shabbos. Yes, Lomid Lazesh Le Kibul have a choil, Etzlo. For him who's not in Kabbalah, it's like a weekday. So he's not Bechoyv in it now. Like Yushami says, the Gabi Ben Eir, when he's allowed to be to Ben Krach. Okay, that's another thing. Oi, or perhaps, Hacha Odib, to be Yodre Lohovi Atzmari Dechir. He can make himself Chayv in Kabbalah Shabbos. It's a very interesting thing. So Rabbi Kegler's not sure, now he's not Bechoyv in it. Yeah? So he's not sure about Kiddush. Is it that because he's not Mechoyev now in Kiddush, and therefore he can't be Moitzi, his wife? Or do you say that since he could make himself Mechoyev, he could say, I want to become a Shabbos, that's good enough. In the end, Rabbi Kiva Eger says, at the end, Sorech Ian Ledina. He's not sure. There's a bit of an echo going on here. Apparently the reason is because someone's got an loudspeaker. So if someone's got a loudspeaker, if you turn it off, then maybe the echo won't come out. Someone's got it on loudspeaker. Is that all right? Now it's better, very good. Okay, now it's better, that's better. Okay, very good. Right, it's coming back to here over here. Now, I was telling you another interesting thing, which people ask is, I mean, I don't know when it could be relevant. It could be relevant. Is there anything wrong with, let's say, after Plag HaMincha, a person makes Kiddush, has his meal, and then davens Maariv afterwards? You understand? Let's say someone wants to daven Maariv with Mamari. Let's just imagine someone wants to daven Maariv with Mamari in the summer, the height of summer, it could be 10 to 11, 5 to 11, it's not whatever. So he doesn't want to have his whole meal afterwards. So he wants to, what he wants to do is, he wants to Plag HaMincha, be Mekabel Shabbos, make Kiddush, have his whole Suda, and then afterwards he'll go and daven Maariv. What do you say, Rabbi Yisrael? Sorry? The chayre should be good. The only thing that you have to be careful about is that not everyone likes this idea, because first of all, you must realize that often after every meal, you're very tired. And there's a good chance that a person might not go to Maariv afterwards. Technically speaking, it's okay, but I'm just saying one has to be careful that if such a thing happens, then it's possible that a person will not be able to daven Maariv properly afterwards. You'll be tired, you might fall asleep, and therefore that one has to be aware of. In theory, though, there's nothing wrong with doing it. Okay? So I'm saying it can happen, and if someone wants to do this, it could happen such a time, a person wants to do this, that will be the itzah. One would be allowed to do it, but it's not. One has to be careful. Another interesting halacha is that once you're Mekabel Shabbos, that's halacha in Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Dalet, let's get a Mishnah Berurah here. Once a person's Mekabel Shabbos, then he may not eat anymore before making Kiddush. That means, l'chora, let's say now in the summertime, a person decides he wants to be Mekabel Shabbos, he starts Kabbalah Shabbos, he says, boy, b'sholem, whatever his Kabbalah Shabbos is, or a woman, she lights the candles, and that is her Kabbalah Shabbos. Once she's done that, then really she is not allowed to eat anything before Kiddush. That's halach in Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Dalet. Also, litoim klum koyim shi kaddish. Afila mayim. Person mustn't taste anything, even water, before he's making kiddish. But afila hischol v'yoyim, so it makes no difference what happens to him. He has to stop. Lamaisa, when it comes to he's been become a Shabbos, he now is not allowed to eat any more before he makes kiddish. So this is sometimes a bit of a problem. I mean, a person gets thirsty, a person gets a bit hungry. So, it's an interesting halacha. Why can't a person do this? Why is the person not allowed to eat anything? It looks like the halacha is because whenever you have a mitzvah to do, you shouldn't eat before you do a mitzvah. Before shaking lulav and esrog, a person shouldn't eat before eating lulav and esrog. So who had din before the mitzvah of kiddush, he shouldn't eat. What's the kash on this, my friend? The kiddush what? Oh, really? Because normally we hold te'im as mutter. The moshe, before shaking lulav and esrog or whatever, your person can have a little bit of taste. He can taste something. He mustn't have a revius of a wine. Or he might, but here, it looks like even a te'im, a small amount, is not allowed to be done. Which is a chiddush, this. So Shulchan Aruch Rav says that this was a special chiddush by kiddush, that they wanted kiddush to start the day off. They didn't want anything to be done before you make Kiddush. He says, oh, I didn't want Abdullah as well. The same thing, half an hour before Abdullah, you shouldn't do anything. It's my Kiddush and Abdullah, the same idea, that Kiddush has to be the first thing you do when Shabbos comes in. Because Nisoso, it's the first thing you do. So we don't want you tasting anything before Shabbos comes in. Therefore, because of this halacha, it's also to taste anything. Some people have a bit of a little bit, if you have not done a Mariv, if it wasn't a Kabbalah in Mariv, then they say you can be toim. It's a chiddush, actually. And others say, Mamish Bishas at Chak, for before Bein Ashmosh, so a woman's very thirsty or something, she can have a bit of water. It's not poshut. I want us to check out this thing. It's not poshut. The pashtus from the Shulchan Aruch is that once you be makabel Shabbos, and I say, a woman normally makabel Shabbos by lighting a neiris, and a man is normally makabel Shabbos when he says, L'chadoi deboi b'sholem, that's normally Kabbalah Shabbos. Once he has that, then if he wants his drink, then it's not so posh, he's allowed to have a drink. They're not supposed to taste anything, they shouldn't really be eating anything then until you make his. I mean, the Maisa, if a woman, for example, her husband's gone to shul, and she's very, very, she's been makabel Shabbos, and she's very hungry. What could she do, Rabbi Isai? She wants to eat something. Yeah, she can make Kiddush. Nothing wrong, she can make Kiddush, she has to. She wants to, she's allowed to make Kiddush herself. I'm not sure the husband will be so happy with what she's done, but if that happens, doesn't mind. There's nothing wrong at all. She can make Kiddush and eat what she has to do. She has to have a sudder, she has to have some cake or something, and then that's all right. But to eat without making Kiddush, that is a problem. For children, there's no chinuch on this, it looks like. Machroyim take on that. A child under bar mitzvah is allowed to eat before Kiddush. There's no mitzvah chinuch, as far as I remember, on this thing of educating a child to stop a child eating. Hanya Revi said that this thing, Chazal didn't make an iss on someone eating when it's normal for him to do. So that a person's allowed, a child's allowed to eat. Okay, that's more or less the Dhamma. Actual Kiddush itself, when a person makes Kiddush himself, so then, it's interesting, there's different minhagim about what one does. In Reish Ayin Aleph, Sif Yud, the Mechaber says, Mekadesh al Kodesh Mali Yayin, then he carries on, Va'omer Vayechulu Me'umet, he says Vayechulu standing up. And then he says Boya Priya Gofren and Kiddush. It looks like from the Mechaber that Vayechulu you say standing up. I'm just going to get as Zemiris here on, It looks like that the beginning of Kiddush is like this. You say Vayehira Vayevoyka Yom HaShishi. That's how we normally start. Then you say Vayechulu. The Mechaber holds you stand for that. The reason why you stand for that normally is because since you're saying Hashem's name and it's Eidus or whatever it is, based on those reasons that you stand for that first part. And then it looks like from the Mechaber, after the last so you sit down and you say the Brocha Boi Brach Gofren, you finish off Kiddush. It looks like, sorry, just a minute, what's the first part by Yechulu? Till the last so is. Right. So that looks like it's the minig of the Mechaber. Again, read that Lashon Mechaber. V'oimer v'yechulu me'umad. You say v'yechulu standing up. V'akach oimer v'yechulu me'umad. V'akach. He doesn't say clearly you sit down, but it looks like he says v'yechulu me'umad. We'll come to a different version as well. So pashtus from the Mechaber, that's what you do. You stand up for the first part. Then you say, you sit down, Savri. And then you say v'yechulu me'umad and the last brocha, the brocha. The Ramah says, Yochel Lamed B'Shas HaKiddush. The Ramah says you're allowed to stand when you make Kiddush. You're allowed to stand when you say Kiddush. But the Ramah finishes off, V'yoseh Toiv, it's better Leishev, to sit down. V'noyagim Leishev Af B'Shor Sh'on V'yechulu. The meaning is to sit even when you say V'yechulu. When you start, that means you say, it looks like from the Ramah, you say, which is the shame of Hashem. We said, Yom HaShishi, Vayichur HaShemayim, is Yud, there's a Hey there, there's a Vav there, and a Hey there. That's covered Hashem. So you say, Yom HaShishi, Vayichur HaShemayim, and then you'll sit down. I think, I don't know anyone does that. You know anyone that does that? No? That's what it looks like. Yosef Tov Leishev, Noegim Leishev, Abishoshem, Rak Shemaschim, Noegim Gitzas, Noegim Hashem. Looks like you stand a bit when you start off the first part. The reason why the Ramah says you should sit down, the Mishnah Berurah explains, very interesting what he says actually, it's an important halacha this actually. Why does the Ramah say it's better to sit down? To be chi hai gavna mikra tvei kis makam suda. Kimon, you want to be yotze makam suda based on kiddush, and a suda you normally sit down, so we want the kiddush to resemble already a bit of a suda. And people don't normally stand up for a suda. Well, they shouldn't be standing up for a suda. So therefore, we want the kiddush to be in the same setup as when you have a meal. And therefore, that's why there's an inyan to sit down. That's why the Ramah says one should sit down. In fact, the Gra also agrees to the Ramah one should sit down. But he says for a different reason, which is also interesting. The reason why the Gra says one should sit down for kiddush is, kimon she'echod potech avedah, since one person is pasturing his friend, you're being yotze shomei ka'oneh, be'inon kvius she'i yachah. We have to see that there's a fixing, they're all stuck together. Over yeshiva mikri kvius, by sitting, that shows that you're joined together, everyone's together. Okay, now the Simon Kuf Samazayim brings around somewhere else. Or the Fi Dvorov, he says, according to the Gon, Gam HaShoymin Strichin Leishiv. The listener should also sit down. It's good to do this Lechatchila. So there are more, the Mishnah Berurah likes this eighth of one sitting down. There are people, this is actually my meaning as well, there are people who stand for the whole of Kiddush, from the beginning right till the end. That seems to be based on Arizal. The Arizal seems to learn this, and I'm not sure it's not clear in the Mechaber like that. It's hard to know what the Mechaber means. But the Zikha is such a thing brought down that the Indian to stand for the whole of Kiddush. So it's all different in Hoggim. One shouldn't change one's minik. Whatever one's minik is, that one should keep. But those are the minhagim that one has for kiddush. As far as I know, I didn't check it out this time, but it's interesting. What happens if, let's say, someone's minhag is to stand for a holo kiddush, and he goes to someone's house who sits for a holo kiddush? What should happen then? And the person being moitzi, if he's making his own kiddush, there's no problem. But let's say that he's being moitzi him. I think, as far as I remember, you should do what the Balabos does, actually, as far as I remember. You should do the same as the Balabos. Sorry? Yeah, it could be. I mean, the Maisa, you're being Yotze Kiddush. What's the Chelech? How you're doing it? Yeah, it could be. The Maisa, has only stated, as far as I remember, it says that one should do the same as the one you're being Yotze from, you should do the same as he's doing. So the Moshe, your meaning is to sit down, but the person who's making Kiddush stands, as far as I remember, also in that case, you should stand. Okay? If someone didn't make Kiddush on Friday night, for whatever reason, let's say he wasn't feeling well on Friday night, the person knew he couldn't have a study, he couldn't eat. It's not possible for him to eat. He's not feeling up to it. So he leaves out. So what happens then? So the Moshe Friday night, he doesn't make Kiddush because he's, he doesn't feel well. He can't eat. Then on Shabbos morning, he says the Kiddush. Let me just show you that. In Reish Ayin Aleph Siv Ches, Im Loi Kiddush Belaila, Beim B'Shoi Beim Meizu. Whatever reason was he didn't make Kiddush, Yesh Loi Tashkum in the Moch Karayim. We got the whole day still to make Kiddush. You can make Kiddush the whole day. But I make a Kiddush the Laila Milvad Vayechulu. Vayechulu is only applicable in the night times. That's when you, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu finished creating the world, that's what Vayechulu is as well. That is Shayach and night time. However, in the daytime, if you make Kiddush, you don't say Vayechulu. So you start from Boyo Priya Gofen, and you say the Kiddush Hayyim, you say the Baruch Asher Kiddushon, Mitzvah Yisov Rotsov Anu. You make Kiddush, and you eat whatever you have to do. You don't have to, in the course of the day, make another Kiddush to make up for the Shabbos morning one. Once you've made the Friday night Kiddush, you've done the Friday night Kiddush, then your Yotzer, the Kiddush of Shabbos, even if you should have done it in the night, but you're making it in the daytime. So once you do that, you don't have to make another Kiddush. Okay? That's the halacha of someone who didn't make Kiddush on Friday night. I mean, it can be various reasons. I mean, a person didn't feel well or whatever it is. If someone's not up to it, there's no mitzvah to make Kiddush. A person can't drink the wine, or he can't eat a meal. Doesn't feel good. He's not, he shouldn't force himself to make Kiddush. There's no mitzvah. The Kiddush is meant to be an oynik for him. So if he doesn't enjoy what he's doing, then there's no mitzvah to do. Kitzer, that's more or less what we're speaking about tonight. So what we've spoken about tonight, we said a few things. We said that that technically you can make Kiddush before Maariv, Well, the earliest time you can make Kiddush is the Plag of Mincha, we said. That's the earliest time you can make Kiddush from. And we said technically, really, a person could make Kiddush from Plag of Mincha and actually daven Maariv afterwards. He has his whole Suda and daven's Maariv afterwards. The only thing that one has to be careful about is that the Possum don't like so much about this Eitzah is that they're scared you might be drowsy, you might be tired, and therefore you won't daven properly, or you might forget to daven. So it's not an ideal situation. I'm saying if it happens, it's an odd charm. I shouldn't do it regularly, definitely not. But as an off chance, one could find such a thing where one's allowed to do this. Now, we spoke about being Makadish for someone else, even though you're not Makabal Shabbos. That means you want to make Kiddush for someone else, it's after Plag of Mincha, but you don't want to be Makabal Shabbos, you want to do Malacha still. This is what we're hearing a sophic. I forgot to tell you, the halacha in this is that it's not ideal once you're trying to avoid this situation. If there's no other choice, the mushroom, I don't know what, for example, the woman in hospital, the wife in hospital, won't make Kiddush otherwise, because she can't drink wine, then one can make her. But the Chachil, one shouldn't do this, one should try and avoid the situation. But who didn't, if one has to go to an old age, a nursing home, whatever it is, and the same situation arises, they ask to make Kiddush there, the person wants to make Kiddush, the same thing applies. Ideally, should be. If she would do it, but first of all, yeah, she could if she wanted to. Maybe. First of all, it's true, but first of all, chalas brei b'dieved, yeah? And wine is nicha better. Understand, the shayla is what's better. Should you do this eitzah here? The shayla is what's better. Should you rely on Rabbi Egan Sofik, or should you do it on chalas? I don't know. That's what you're asking, really, yeah? Yeah, you mean you avoid the problem? Could be. But let's say she hasn't got, she doesn't want to have chalas. She's not having chalas. She can't manage chalas. She's going to have some cake or something. So that's very bad. Yeah, you. Can she make Kiddush? It's a very good shayla. It's the same shayla, pastors. It's the same shayla, that. No. No, it's the same shayla as a gamer. Can a person make Kiddush? No, because he's not mechuyim. It's the same shayla as a gamer. He's not mechuyim in it. What? He could drink wine before Shabbos, but it has to be a kiddush with someone's mechuyim in. She makes kiddush. I think someone has to drink the kiddush who's mechuyim in kiddush. It has to be someone who's mechuyim in kiddush. Let me just see. He might have asked his shayla, I think. Let me just check. I know we're going a bit over time. But I think he says it's over here. Oh, it's yud. Your mummy says it's the same shayla, he says, I think. Okay, that's a million. That's a different thing that I want to find. But I have to look it up. I can't find it, mummy's now. But as far as I remember, that's mummy's the same shayla. Okay, it's a good point. Straight up, what you say? Yeah. Straight up, Kaltabad.
Who's